Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Biden won't live down this complete disaster that happened in Afghanistan, and nor should he. This is his Richard Nixon moment, the Saigon, you know, as it harkens back to Vietnam, etc. And the only question for me is how much blood is going to be on the hands of Biden and his team when it's all said and done. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden epitomizes incompetence. No surprise to us. See, we don't have to regret our decision to vote for President Trump. But the people who installed Joe Biden as president with these 82 million fraudulent votes, they have blood on their hands. And let me tell you something, folks. It didn't take the public sodomy of Biden by the Taliban for me to know that this guy was not fit to be president to begin with. The people didn't want him. Biden couldn't win a primary to save his life. And suddenly he was thrust into the public spotlight. They said, you're our guy, but don't bother the campaign. He couldn't draw people to come see him because nobody cares about him. I saw a poll that said for the first time Biden is under 50% approval. What planet do you live on to believe that that's the first time he's under 50% approval? Biden has never had 50% approval of this country. Not one day. Biden the bungler would be a fitting moniker for this old clown. Now, I affectionately call him Captain Demento because that's as good as it gets. I'm not the only person that recognizes that Joe Biden is America's idiot-in-chief. Now, Democrats, you can celebrate this victory that you had in the 2020 election, but the world knows the truth. They watched our election system become a mockery. But no matter how big a mockery due to the coup of Trump you think you've made America, let me tell you something, the biggest mockery is going to be the guy that you put into this, into the highest office in the world. So much so that even America's fake news media had to fess up about Joey Demento. Jake Tapper castigated members of Biden's staff over the new Saigon. Don Lemon chimed in, the most stupid guy in media. He chimed in. Anderson Cooper came in. Look, this is their lapdog media still talking about him. Or finally going after Joe Biden. The world knows this man as a first-class clown. And when I say the world, I'm talking the world. Here's Australia's Alan Jones. He's a news host in Australia. And he absolutely excoriates Joe Biden. Here's that clip.
Yeah, look, just before we go, this Afghanistan surrender will have enormous ramifications. We now face a more unsafe world with the militant Islamist Taliban more emboldened than ever, and there are concerns amongst many in the US security establishment that the world will once again see a rise of terrorist attacks. On July 8th this year, Biden was asked whether the withdrawal of troops would be similar to that of what we saw in Vietnam. He replied in his usual incoherent way, these exact words, none whatsoever, zero. The Taliban is not the South, the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being airlifted off the roof of an embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. Can't even string a bloody sentence together. Biden is utterly unfit to be the President of the United States, and it blows my mind how world leaders like Scott Morrison and Boris Johnson suck up to such an intellectually bereft individual. The last word must go to the Wall Street Journal editorial board. President Biden's statement on Saturday, they say, washing his hands of Afghanistan deserves to go down as one of the most shameful in history by a commander-in-chief at such a moment of American retreat. It went on, as the Taliban closed in on Kabul, Mr. Biden sent a confirmation of US abandonment that absolved himself of responsibility, deflected blame to his predecessor, and more or less invited the Taliban to take over the country. This is the Wall Street Journal editorial board, not Alan Jones. It went on, worst of all is the plight of the Afghans who assisted the US over two decades. Biden said on Saturday that the 5,000 US troops he's sending will help in evacuating Afghans and Americans. But it says there are thousands of translators, their families and other officials who are in peril from Taliban rule and didn't get out in time. It goes on, the Biden administration was far too slow to get them out of the country despite urgent warnings. The murder of these innocents will compound the stain on the Biden presidency. They ended by describing this as, quote, the worst US humiliation since the fall of Saigon in 1975. Now, I'm tired of saying this, but when you're sick of saying it, some are only starting to hear it. This is all due to the weak political leadership of the West, which brings me to the thought for the night. Leadership is about taking responsibility, not making excuses.
So let me just stop there for just a bit. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This Aussie recognizes enormous ramifications. The world is much more unsafe now. The Taliban has become more emboldened, and here's what you can expect, a rise in terrorist attacks. See, the United States had technically won in Afghanistan. All we were saying is, look, we're not going to stay. We kicked your butt. The Russians got kicked out of Afghanistan within days when they went there. We occupied Afghanistan. We civilized it for two freaking decades. And you let this morally, what did he call him? Intellectually bereft is what this guy called Biden, because it's a fact. Said he's unfit to be president, which he certainly demonstrated during this complete debacle. And he's gone in and taken victory from the jaws of defeat. So is that right? Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, I think that's the right thing. This is just, it's unfathomable to even believe that something like this could happen. All because he wanted to rush it. And with this evidence, folks, of Biden's incompetence, do you think the Democrats are backing down? Do you think they're saying, well, no, you know, let's take our time. Let's take a step back. Let's assess or whatever. Let me tell you. You still have people, there are comedians out there, Colbert, you anti-vaxxers. You have Joy Reid and Tlaib still, you know, oh, Charlie Kirk needs to shut up and these conservatives are jealous of me. And I could give you a host of other things these idiots say. What do we have to be jealous of them for? Just look, analyze any of their lives and tell me you would be jealous. Because I have zero jealousy for them. I got a jealousy, I got to take a short break here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do not miss this opportunity to rub Afghanistan in the faces of the leftists, the Democrats, the cheaters, the thieves, the scoundrels, the scurrilous skanks. Do not miss it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I just explained earlier, Joe Biden is a worldwide embarrassment. Nothing's changed. He's been that way since they installed him in office. But now the entirety of the world gets to see what we were talking about. And if you are not being boisterous about it, if you are not on your own social media, if you're not talking to the people that elected that clown and saying, what do you say now? Then shame on you. I talk to people all the time. They tell me, you know, one of my friends said she had lunch with a friend, with a couple of friends, and one of the guys is a big Trump supporter. But she found every time he would say Trump, he would whisper Trump. And she noted, every time you say Trump, you whisper it. And he goes, do I? She goes, yeah, you whisper it. Are you whispering Trump? Are you whispering conservatism? Are you whispering about your religion? Are you whispering that you're a capitalist? What are you whispering? I don't whisper anything. I shout it. I got all the subtlety of a bullhorn. Anyway, Joe Scarborough recognizes Afghanistan is an example of the entirety of the Biden administration. And I talked about this the other day. I said, Afghanistan isn't just about Afghanistan. Afghanistan is about everything Joe Biden touches. And here's what Joe Scarborough, who's probably only exceeded in his dumbness by Don Lemon, and here's what he has to say, which I found almost shocking.
Let's talk about the mess right now that I think the Democrats are facing, and it's so early. We have a year and a half until the election, if Democrats want to know what they're going to be facing, let's talk about it right now, because if I were a Republican running, I would say Democrats can't protect us across the world. Democrats can't protect our streets, and Democrats can't protect us at the border. There is, we don't talk about it enough, there is a massive border crisis on the southern border right now. And if Democrats don't want to talk about it, that's fine. It will find them over the next 16 months politically. And then there's this chaos in Afghanistan, and we've talked about crime, which, of course, I had people telling me for a year, oh, it's just an exaggeration, law and order, racist, bigoted, whatever Eric Adams runs on protecting streets and police reform. He wins the Bronx. He wins Queens. He wins, well, Staten Island. And he wins Brooklyn. He wins everything except for the sort of wealthier parts of Manhattan. The Democrats have to understand this is coming, and I don't know where mission control is on the Democratic side, but somebody, Donnie, needs to get that, and they need to start responding.
In case you don't know who Eric Adams is, he's a Democratic mayoral candidate for New York City, and he's gaining lots of traction. Why? Because he doesn't espouse Democratic virtues. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Scarborough is saying Democrats better wake up. Now, Eric Adams, you can say, well, who is he? Is he really? Eric Adams is a guy who says, I'll run on your Democratic ticket, but I'm going to run on sanity. His mother was killed in an attack outside of a bodega years ago. He understands crime firsthand. Now, look, I'm not endorsing the guy. I don't know whether he's good or he's bad. Here's what I can tell you. He's better than de Blasio. No doubt about that, because that's a low bar to get over. But more importantly, he's at least telling people, look, again, you can get into the nuance of New York and what politics they want to go. That's a local issue. I don't care. I think if they follow any principles of the Democratic Party, they're idiots. But if he's truly looking at getting the streets safe, getting them solvent, putting people to work, which, again, I don't know, I'm not getting into all that. But what Scarborough is alluding to and what I said earlier is protection. Can you protect us? And I laid it out. I said Afghanistan is the equivalent of how Democrats prove they can't protect you on the streets, they can't protect the border, and they can't protect you internationally. And he's bringing it in, you know, peeling that onion back and saying, if you don't feel protected, you're not going to win the vote. Now, here's what I was asking earlier, or to my producers and some other folks. I said, who gave Biden the information? There was an NBC News story, and here's what it reads. The Taliban were technically outnumbered and outgunned by Afghan government forces. Biden and his administration frequently have emphasized that the U.S. spent $83 billion training Afghan security forces that, on paper at least, numbered roughly 300,000, including police and the Afghan Air Force. But the reality on the ground undermined any purely numbers-based assessment. An analysis of Afghan security forces found that of the 352,000 soldiers and police counted as members of the security forces, only around 254,000 could be confirmed as actively serving. The remainder were so-called ghost soldiers who padded unit payrolls and allowed local commanders to skim pay. Biden made his statement in early July based on an analysis, he said, he was provided by the U.S. intelligence community. Numerous members of his administration echoed the belief that Kabul would not fall immediately. Still, reports confirmed that key intelligence assessments stated a collapse was possible and it could necessitate the rapid evacuation of American diplomats, unlike what occurred in South Vietnam in 1975. So let me tell you what they're doing now. They're trying to cover their butts. They didn't plan on an all-out insurgency that would make them have to move this quickly, because Biden, in his own words, said, we planned for every eventuality, but we were caught off guard when they, with the speed in which the Taliban were. Well, then you didn't plan for everything. And I've said this to the point where I'm almost, you know, I feel like it's just repeating myself to keep saying it, but it's a fact. If you plan for everything, then you say, okay, I'm ready for this. Do they look ready? They're so ready that even the media that absolutely detest us for putting Trump in, is gone. Scarborough is asking tough questions. Anderson Cooper. I have so many clips to play. If I did nothing but play clips of people talking about this situation and how dire it is, I could dedicate an entire show to it. And I'm not even exaggerating that. This is a screw up of massive proportions, but I still want to know who gave Biden the supposed wrong information.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No flights have taken off out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan for at least 8 hours. Two officials saying most of the refugees have been relocated to Qatar, but it has now reached its capacity. The U.S. is working with allies to find other locations in Europe and elsewhere to send the planes. The Fed Reserve has indicated it could pull back on economic stimulus as early as later this year. However, Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan tells Fox Business the impact of the Delta variant of COVID-19 could change that.
It's affecting ability to hire workers because of fear of infection. It's certainly limiting, we think, production output and maybe exacerbating supply-demand imbalances.
Kaplan saying that COVID-19 has taught him to keep an open mind. You're listening to USA Radio News. One airline is extending their no alcohol on planes policy.
American Airlines has extended a ban on alcohol sales in its economy class until at least January. The new date is in line with the federal mask mandate for public transportation that was also extended through that date. American Airlines had previously extended a ban on the sale of alcohol through September 13th. Southwest Airlines is the only other airline currently prohibiting the sale of alcohol. The airline doesn't have a timetable to resume alcohol sales after reverting plans to lift the restriction on most flights by July 14th after a passenger physically assaulted one of its flight attendants. The FAA announced civil penalties totaling more than $1 million were levied against close to 4,000 unruly passengers just since January. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, we got tons to talk about. And I'm really sorry, I guess is the best way to put it, that we have to spend so much time on Afghanistan. But, I mean, it's going to develop and continue to develop. And I want to tell you, my heart goes out to the Afghani people. This is not a joke. Kevin Jackson's you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want you to imagine if we put all our faith in a government like the United States that was run by President Trump, and then suddenly you have an idiot like Biden who took over and your world is turned upside down. Folks, this is nothing. Look, we can have fun at the expense of the Democrats, because any idiot that voted for Biden has blood on their hands. Any one of them. You've got blood on your hands, the blood of Afghani people. And sadly, you're never going to get to see the outcome of your decision. It's never going to be put in your face. I talk often about when I was in sales, and I first got into sales, and I would just go, they say, Kevin, here's your product, go sell it. I'd take the product and I'd go figure out a very ingenious way to go sell it. And thankfully, I had good products. But I mean, I was fighting for the sale, and it was all about the win. And then I went to the factory, and as I walked through the factory, escorted by the national sales manager, a guy named Tom Garland, Tom says to me, Kevin, meet Hung Nguyen, you know, some little Vietnamese girl. He goes, she has a job because of you. And I went, what? And I was kind of chuckling, like, whatever. He goes, no. The products that you sell for us, she works on that line. We had to beef up that line. We hired her to make your products that you're selling. And I will never forget, you know, I'm a 20-something kid making good money, you know, in my little suit and tie, walking around, you know, all good-looking and stuff. You know, y'all know how I be, right? And so I'm walking through this factory, and all I ever cared about was the sale and what it brought me, the money that it brought me. But he humanized it. I got to look in the face of this little girl. This woman looks up and smiles, and she says to me, you know, thank you very much, thank you. And it was funny, I'll tell you guys another quick aside. She read poems. And she said to me, during a break or something, I was back in the factory, she says, hey, I read your poem. I'll read your poem for you. I was like, what? She says, yeah. So she takes my poem. You guys will freak out. This is a true story. And she pulls my hand down and she says, you will have four kids. I didn't have any kids at the time. She says, you have four kids. You're going to have four children. And she said, all boys. That's what she told me. And sure enough, I had four kids, all boys. But let me go back to the moral of the story. The moral of the story is consequences have actions. And up until that point, I was dropping bombs, you know, from Texas, not giving a care in the world of what was happening in California. I didn't even connect that there were people actually building these parts and all. For me, I sold the parts. Where's my commission check? And Tom said, nope, it's bigger than that. Let me tell you something. We can sit back here and we can, you know, proselytize and we can talk about this stuff. But let me tell you what. Would you want to be one of those Afghanis where your entire war for 2 decades, somebody, Big Brother, fended off people and you were able to resume life in some level of normalcy and then it gets disrupted? Well, don't think you're too far away from that, because see, the Wu flu is your Afghanistan right now, but it's not nearly as bad as what they're going through, but it could get worse. And as I alluded in the previous segment, while Joe Biden is screwing up the world in public view, Democrats are still here mocking you. They're mocking us. Well, I say congratulations, Democrats, in your recent coup that replaced one of America's best presidents in history with a dolt. Congratulations, because you have blood on your hands. The outcome of this is remains to be seen, but you can bet tens of thousands of people will die at the hands of the Taliban. Women have lost their rights because of Joe Biden's debacle. He is a dazed of two simple-minded, deficient, imbecilic, futile, puerile, senseless, finger quote, leader. Excuse me. And ironically, those are his best qualities. Because you've seen this clown now operate on the world stage. And all I can say is, I want to know, when are you going to run into rush hour traffic for the stuff that you did? When are you going to finally make yourself pay for what you're doing to the world? And what more do you need to see? Afghan is Biden on steroids. You can talk about, I played the Scarborough thing earlier. The southern border, that's Afghanistan. Crime in the streets, that's Afghanistan. An economy in turmoil, that's Afghanistan. A debt that we will never repay, that's Afghanistan. A budget that this clown wants to pass, they should immediately halt all things involving Biden. It was funny when in that Carborough clip we played, he says, you know, I argued with people about crime escalating, and they were like, it's a figment of your imagination. What are you talking about, crime escalating? Every problem in America is escalated. Race issues, divisiveness, it's all escalated. That's what Democrats do. They thrive on chaos. They eat it. They're like a bacteria. You know, the more stuff there is, they just gobble it up. If Obama gave America pneumonia, Biden gave America the plague. Biden was forced from his dungeon to address this Afghanistan issue. He wears his mask with absolutely nobody near him. He gets to the podium, then he unmasks. Now, why am I telling you this? Because I'm telling you, he did it for show. Show. Afghanistan is all for show. And you know what it is? It's a crap show. And Biden's statement about Afghanistan, he claimed his team planned for all the eventualities except the eventuality that happened. Now, if you plan for everything, I want to know you have a remedy for it. See, I'm going to tell you something. I plan for everything. I'm going to give you guys a quick little martial arts deal. When I'm out in the street, and it's rare. I mean, certainly it's more rare these days. But when I was younger, I said to many people that challenged me, I would say things like this. I'd say, look, I don't want to fight you, but I'll ask you this. Have you thought about the concept that you might not win? I don't look like much, and I may very well not be much, but I just want to put it in your brain that you may not be as tough as you think. And you know how many people end up leaving? In my case, I'll tell you, every one of them. Because I ended it with this. I said, now, while you contemplate that, understand you should be asking yourself one other question. Why is he not leaving? So you think about that, and if you still want to fight, I'm ready. I'm going to go ahead and fight you and let the chips fall where they may. But I just want you to understand, it might not go your way. And, of course, my friends are looking at them going, shaking their heads going, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. So what I would say to the Democrats is, have you thought about everything? Joe Biden hasn't. I've asked Democrats on this very program multiple times, have you considered the idea that you might be wrong? You might be wrong about Trump, and you might be wrong about Biden. Look, I was never some Trump. I was never that guy. I'm not that guy to this day. People, Kevin, you should meet with Trump. I could have met with Donald Trump 500 times. I have people that could make a phone call, and I'm in the White House. And I didn't. I said, I'll get to him when it's the right timing. And it just wasn't. I figured he'd serve another 4 years. I was going to get up there and talk about some of the things we're working on. Anyway, we'll get back to some of those projects here in a bit. But what Biden did, folks, is he took a play out of the Obama playbook when he stood in front of the camera and blamed everybody, blamed the Afghan government. He blamed the Afghan fighters, people fighting for their freedom. They lost, when the numbers I was told, I don't know if you can believe it, but they lost 45,000 men defending their homeland. And Captain Demento says they were cowards. They all ran. What do you think he would do if a Taliban-like invasion occurred in the United States? Do you think Biden would stick around? Do you think Obama would have stuck around? Look, I'm not defending. I don't have a dog in the fight. But what I will tell you is this. I do know the outcomes. And I see those people at the airport in terror. I listen to these reports of people getting beat up and the abject fear of that population of people, and how many of those translators and the people that helped Americans are begging to get out. And they know life as they know it is dramatically over. It's different. And I say to myself, how do you live with yourselves, leftists? You Democrats, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Yeah. Millions of people like me predicted what would happen here. And the left ignored us because they think they know everything. Sad.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It ain't over, amigos. Joe Biden's incompetence is boundless, endless. He's not finished playing the fool, and I suspect some people realize what's happening, thus this media leaving him. I mean, they're abandoning this guy with a quickness. And what I believe is happening, folks, as people are distancing themselves from the epicenter of what will become one of the worst presidencies in the history of this country. Certainly, it's an illegitimate one. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Is the 25th Amendment in Biden's future? I don't think so. but the Democrats might have him consider leaving to, quote, spend more time with his family, if you know what I mean. After all, the presidency of the United States is difficult enough when you have a fully operational brain, and Biden doesn't have one. Now, even if the Democrats replace Biden, I want you to understand, things don't get any better. Because you got sister girl. And if you think Biden got publicly sodomized by the Taliban, wait until you see what these jihadis do to sister girl Kamala Harris. The only thing you could hope for is she doesn't enjoy it. Now, Biden, I would say to him, where are these 82 million people that voted for you? Where is this 50% of the nation who supports you? Because I'm not seeing it. They're not going to save his sorry butt. And from my vantage point, I would say to him, you might want to make a phone call to Dominion or to some pollsters and have them talk with this that formerly complicit media that has apparently said they don't want any more part of you because they don't seem to be circling the wagons. And that's bad news for everybody. Because on the human side of this thing are the people who are left in Afghanistan that are willing to jump on the wing of a C-17 and fall to their deaths they want out so badly. And I'm curious. I don't know what else is going to befall the nation. I do know this. China is making overtures to Taiwan. They're doing war games over there. They've warned Taiwan, hey, look at what America did with Afghanistan. You think they're going to protect you? Good luck. I saw a story. It said, F that. We don't have to worry about that. We did it in Vietnam. Nixon and Kissinger got away with it. And here's what the story, it's in the Daily Mail. Biden has defended his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan despite harsh criticism over the botched execution and claims that he ignored intelligence community warnings that Kabul could quickly fall to the Taliban. The U.S. resumed evacuation flights from Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul. You think they're going to keep the name? After reestablishing a semblance of order following fatal chaos there a day earlier. Yeah, it's not chaotic today. No, it's orderly now. Here's what CNN said about this orderly transfer from Kabul airport.
Crowd around us to show their documents.
They all worked at American camps as translators for the Americans, and they can't get into that airport. These Taliban fighters are a little upset with us. We decide to leave and head for our car. The fighter takes the safety off his AK-47 and pushes through the crowd.
Stay behind him.
You can see that some of these Taliban fighters, they're just hopped up on adrenaline for I don't know what. It's a very dicey situation.
Suddenly, two other Taliban charge towards us. You can see their rifle butt raised to strike producer Brent Swales. When the fighters are told we have permission to report, they lower their weapons and let us pass.
Okay, now we're going. Get in the car.
I mean, it's terrifying to watch. But that's as close as you were able to get to the airport. I mean, this is what people are dealing with just trying to get there.
Yeah, and Anderson, keep in mind, we're a Western film crew. We're a Western news organization. We get special treatment. What we experience there, sort of running the gauntlet to try to get near the airport, that's like a very different version from what Afghans are experiencing. And that's why you've seen some of those images. You've aired some of them on your show last night.
Oh, CNN, that was so yesterday or whenever. Joe Biden actually had the nerve to tell people that was 5 days ago. you know, people, yeah, it was chaos 5 days ago. Now it's orderly. It's all got, we got it together. We got it together. Yeah, it's all good now. I can't do Biden's voice. Let me ask you, would you be assured, given the way Biden has done things, would you be like, oh, man, it's easy now? Let me ask you, do you believe that right now Afghanis are, oh, God, whoo, what a difference a few days makes? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to What a Joke. Victor Davis Hanson, we'll go into it next hour, and we're going to cover some other stuff too, but Victor Davis Hanson jumps Biden in a way. I mean, it's the stuff we've talked about, but with a little bit of a different take, and that's the reason why I want to talk about it, because I love Victor's work, by the way. But yeah, it just, what he says encapsulates what's happening right now in a really clever way. So stick around for that. So I was talking about, could Biden be replaced? What are you going to do? Who are you going to replace him with? You're going to replace him with Sister Girl? You're going to replace him with one of the other stooges that he beat out? And I use my finger quotes when I say he beat them. Do you think things are going to get any easier for Captain Demento and his team? I mean, it's amazing. Let me just give you an idea of the hypocrisy that's going on. So while we're dealing with this, the Democrats are still trying to push through all this other stuff. And we just found out that Rashida Tlaib, who has been telling people, these landlords need to let people stay in, etc. She made $50,000 as a landlord during this scandemic. Yeah. See, this is what I want you to understand. There is no leadership over there. It is a bunch of what they call them, warlords that lead their little areas of the country. And they are trying to get that money back for themselves. That's all they are. They're terrorists inside of this country. And they dress in suits and ties and, you know, women's suits, pants suits, whatever. And they pretend that they represent the people when they don't. And as soon as their backs are against the wall, you're toast. Vietnam. Look, again, I don't know whether we should have fought this war or not. That I wasn't old enough to make a decision about it. I can look at it in retrospect. I don't think you should fight any war unless there's a clear objective. And I want to be, you know, 5-0. If I fight five wars, I want five victories. But I will tell you this. Leftists, Democrats, they will turn their back on you in an instant. And there was a thing that, I don't know if you guys saw the story, that said Biden dropped an F-bomb on Afghanistan, and he said, F that. We don't have to worry about that. We did it in Vietnam. Nixon and Kissinger got away with it. He's defended his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. This is what the Daily Mail is writing. Despite harsh criticism over the botched execution and claims that he ignored the intelligence community warnings that Kabul would quickly fall to the Taliban. So they resumed, you know, all these, obviously trying to get people out. But what they're saying is Biden was asked about it. And he was like, you know, like, what are your thoughts about this? He's like, screw that. But he said, F that. You know, the guy that said big effing deal when we signed Obamacare, the worst legislation for forced medical insurance that doesn't even work, that practically bankrupts people. That's what Obamacare is. Everybody thinks it's health care. It isn't health care. Oh, Kevin, it's access to health care. Try using it. Oh, but it was really written for poor people. Well, the middle class that needs health care. What were we doing before? Oh, that's right. We were paying a lot less and getting a lot better service. Well, you can't allow that with leftists. How dare you let these people actually enjoy what they're, you know, their product. It's not what this is about. So anyway, Biden doesn't care. F that. We don't have to worry about that. We did it in Vietnam. Nixon and Kissinger got away with it. And essentially he's implying, so can we. Leftists abandon you and make excuses.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.